This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending July 6th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week at 196.34, which was $1.16 lower, and most of that loss took place on Friday. The volume was only 648 loads for the weekly total of the daily spot load count, which was about 10% of the total box beef sales for the week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all the different types of sales, including the spot trade, formula trade, etc., was at 196.88, which was just about steady since it was only 13 cents lower than last week. And you can see the impact of those formula trades as they become a stabilizing factor in that market. The total reported box beef volume was 6,163 loads, which was a big 1,580 loads less than last week, partially because of the holiday shortened week. The formula trade was 3,216 loads for the week, which was 718 loads less than last week, and about 52% of the total sales. The out-front sales were 1,002 loads, which was 377 loads less than last week, and the exports reported only 787 loads, which was 472 loads less than the previous week. The NAFTA exports represented 194 of those total loads, and 593 loads, or a little over half of last week's numbers, were shipped overseas. We have been waiting to see how the rising value of the dollar will impact the exports, and we are starting to see that impact with those lower overseas exports. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade was uneven again this week. The outside primal cut showed some strength. As the rounds and chuck prices were firm to $3 higher, the inside primal cuts, the loins and ribs, however, were really mixed, with the ribs up to $6 higher, but the loins were as much as $4 lower. The cow cutout was about $1 higher as cow numbers start to shorten around the auctions, and 90% trimmings ended the week about $2 higher. Now, the finished cattle trade was mostly about $1 lower at 119 to 121 in a light holiday week trade. The dress prices were almost steady at 193 to 194, again, very light trade. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle jumped 10 pounds up to 1,274 pounds, continuing the normal seasonal increase that usually runs through the fall, and that compared to 1,266 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight has followed the normal seasonal upswing also, after bottoming out that first week of May. It was 1 pound higher at 854 pounds, which compares to 853 last year and only 828 pounds for the four-year average. The carcass weight data usually lags about 2 weeks behind the Texas Panhandle average live weight numbers. The choice select spread was a little over $8 on Friday as the demand for choice middle meat softens, which is typical as we get into those hotter days of the summer. And the Southern Plains feeder cattle trade, the yearling feeder cattle and stocker cattle at Southern Plains auctions were $2 to $5 higher, with a few up to $7 higher on this holiday shortened week. The Southern Plains auction receipts at our 10 test auctions was 18,000 head compared to 29,000 head the previous week, as you see the toll from those several auctions being closed in the middle of the week. 5 to 600 pound steers traded mostly at 148 to 175. The yearling trade on those 7 to 750 pound steers was at 139 to 149. And those 8 to 850 pound steers traded at 138 to 146. The Texas direct trade reported almost 30,000 head. That was $3 to $5 higher. There was about 1,000 head of 750 to 800-pound steers trading at 142 to 145, and about 3,500 head of 8 to 850-pound steers trading at 138 to 143. Both of those were current FOB prices. The short feeder cattle report was due to the holiday as well as the fact that this is the slow time of the year when grass is plentiful. The next big runs will come late in July when those double stock feeders move off of the Flint Hills and the Osage grazing areas. It sounds like grass conditions have been excellent in both of those areas, which should promote very good weight gains. All eyes this week will be on the 5-day Superior video auction, which will help establish the fall contract prices for those northern feeder cattle in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.